In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint John Bosco, also known as Don Bosco, is one of the most extraordinary saints of the Catholic Church. His love for Jesus in the Eucharist and for the Virgin Mary were the most outstanding characteristics of his life. His love for the Virgin Mary was manifested by distributing Marian medals everywhere so that everyone would be blessed by her and protected from all evil. Saint John Bosco is a very current saint, especially for young people, of whom he is a father and teacher. He shows us the way to God because he teaches us by experience that the sacred scriptures can be lived fully, and that everything that God teaches us in them through his Catholic Church is true. He was born in the early hours of August 16th of the year 1815 in Murialdo, in the province of Savona, Italy. His father, Francesco, was a simple farmer who died when he was 2.5 years old. His mother, Margherita, was illiterate and very poor, and she had to work to support her two sons, John and Giuseppe, and their stepbrother, Antonio, her husband Francesco's son from his first marriage. Despite being very poor, his mother taught our saint with her life the main teachings of the Catholic faith. They prayed the rosary every day, and every night they read the life of a saint. At the age of 9, St. John Bosco had a prophetic dream, the first of 159. Therefore, he can be called the saint of dreams par excellence. God manifested supernatural things to him to direct his young people through prophetic dreams. In Don Bosco's first dream, he saw many beasts, which later turned into lambs. And our sweet Jesus, who appeared to him together with the Virgin Mary, told him, "This will be your job, to change young people as difficult as beasts into good Christians as docile as lambs." At that same age, his mother wanted to send him to school, but his stepbrother was against it. So it was decided that he would go only during the winter to the school of Capriglio, where he learned to read and write. He says, "My teacher was a very pious priest. He was very respectful to me and took great interest in my instruction, and above all, in my Christian education." Already at school, he made himself beloved by his classmates. Saint John Bosco himself says, "When I was 11 years old, I used to do the somersault. I did a difficult athletic exercise. I walked with my hands. I walked, jumped, and danced on the rope like a professional acrobat." He made his first communion at the age of 11, although the usual age was 12. When our saint was 20 years old, on October 25th of the year 1835, he received the seminarian's cassock, or soutane, in the parish church of Mascio and Gionino, and he entered the seminary when he was 30 years old. When the servant of God was on vacations from the seminary, he began to preach. He tells us, "I began to preach with the permission and assistance of my parish priest. I preached about the Holy Rosary, about St. Bartholomew the Apostle, about the Nativity of Mary. Everywhere I was praised, so excessive vanity won me over until I was disappointed. One day, after preaching about the birth of the Virgin Mary, I asked one of the most intelligent ones about the preaching, and he replied, 'His sermon about the souls in purgatory has been wonderful.' And I had preached the glories of Mary. In the seminary, I was fortunate, and I always enjoyed the appreciation of my colleagues and superiors. In the semester examinations, a prize of 60 francs was usually given in each course to the one who obtained the best marks in study and moral behavior. God blessed me very much, because in the 6 years that I spent in the seminary, I always won this award. On June 5th of the year 1841, St. John Bosco was ordained a priest and celebrated his first Mass. And he says, "I can call that day the most beautiful of my life. In that memorable Mass, I tried to make devout mention of all my teachers, benefactors, and spiritual guides. It is a pious belief that the Lord infallibly grants the grace that the new priest asks of him, celebrating his first Mass. I ardently asked him for the efficacy of the word to be able to do good to souls. It seems to me that the Lord heard my humble prayer." Following the advice of his spiritual director, Joseph Cafasso, he delved into the study of morals. Our saint began to visit prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, and poor neighborhoods. Thus, he became aware of the abandonment of youth and decided to help the disoriented young people who, due to poverty, swarmed in the cities. The idea of an oratory center for young people began to emerge in him to guide them in Christian life. On December 8, 1841, he received the first student. By February 2nd of the year 1842, he already had 20 young students, most of them stonecutters, shoemakers, plasterers, who were exposed to all the dangers of perversion in the city. Our saint began his great work of educating youth, which continues through the Salesians of Don Bosco throughout the whole world. Don Bosco knew how to brighten the lives of young people because the spirit of joy was a gift that God had given him. He taught them to love the Eucharistic Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and the Pope. These were the three great loves of the life of this amazing saint. He had such confidence in divine providence that when he needed money to pay the expenses of his works, he sent his young people to pray in the chapel, and God sent his help through benefactors or by other supernatural means, but he never stopped paying the bills, never contracted debts, and had the necessary money to carry out the works undertaken. He was a man of unfailing faith. For this reason, God allowed him many times to be attacked by the devil, but he also gave him the gift of performing miracles and knowing the secrets of conscience, especially in confession. He was a great apostle of confession. In conclusion, we can say that St. John Bosco was a father and teacher of youth. He taught young people the path of good, advising them to frequently go to confession and receive communion, along with loving the Eucharistic Jesus and the Virgin Mary, our Mother. He also promoted in them a lot of devotion to the guardian angel, from whom he received abundant blessings, and who appeared to him many times under the figure of a gray dog that saved him from many criminals who wanted to make an attempt on his life. St. John Bosco, also known as Don Bosco, always spoke of the importance of the Holy Sacrifice. He suggested to his own as a rule, and to others as advice, daily attendance at Mass, remembering the words of St. Augustine of Hippo, that the one who devoutly and attentively hears Holy Mass will not perish in a bad death. He recommended to those who wished to obtain graces and who went often to see Don Bosco that they celebrate, hear, and participate with frequent communion in the Holy Mass. Our saint also said that the Lord attends in a special way to prayers made well with love at the time of the elevation of the Holy Host at Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.